What about the recent legislation in California? Can you mention that?
In California, just a couple of months ago, the governor signed a bill which kept schools from putting soft drink machines in the school. They could only sell water and fruit juices. I don't even like the fruit juices, too much sugar there. But it's a real good move to get rid of the soft drinks out of the school, because not only did they have sugar in them, but they also had caffeine in them. And that's a real bad combination, caffeine and sugar, for anybody, let alone kids. And I thought it was a really great move because somebody was thinking. The people who introduced that bill and made sure that it got passed were thinking the right direction. It's really a crime to sell sugar and prepared foods and candy bars and sugar snacks or even chips and things like that in schools as snacks for kids because it teaches them bad habits. It's certainly bad nutrition. And if they're deficient in nutrients, which most growing kids are, they're more prone to ADD, ADHD, violence. And if you look at all the kids who've done terrible things in schools around the country and around the world, for that matter, in each case, these kids had hyperactivity, ADHD, ADD. In most cases, 99% of the time, they were on Ritalin, Prozac combinations. And you just knew that down the line, something bad was going to happen. Because they were kids that would have rage as a response to something they didn't like. And they were not taught properly in the families. May have been a disjointed family. May have been a divorce in there. Or maybe both parents were working and the kid really didn't have any supervision growing up. And then you add the sugar problem on top of it. A lot of these kids will do some terrible things. You know, the parents won't let them have the car keys. The kid marches into the bedroom, comes out with an aluminum baseball bat and kills both their parents. Or they don't like a rebuff at school from a student, boy or girl. They go home, pick up a gun, come back, and shoot it up to school. And this has to do with all the sugar, nutrient deficiencies. And this is why I don't see much of this in Europe and Asia. When you go to a school, and I did, I went to China with my wife, and we went back to some of her preschools and grade schools and high schools, and you walk up and down the halls, and I was looking for soft drink machines and candy machines. There were none. There were none. The parents sent all the snacks with the kids, and they did. They had an apple, or they had some nuts, or they may have had a rice ball or something like that, or maybe some vegetables, cooked vegetables, maybe some meat, chicken or fish or beef or pork with some rice for a snack. And they had their little bags, and they'd have their snacks and their lunches and everything in there. But there was no sugar in these kids' lives. And everybody's calm. You never hear of anybody in China causing violence in their schools. You never hear of anybody in Russia causing violence in the schools. You never hear of anybody in England where kids are disruptive in the schools because they don't sell sugar in the schools. They don't give them sugar for their meals or snacks. We give Kool-Aid for snacks, and we wonder why kids get nuts. Well, it's just another source of sugar.